the hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio.
Tracking her phone now, finding out what she said. Make sure everything locked.
everything.
He on the computer like a mug. You know they got that little app. He on the computer getting directions, see what time your lights gonna cut off.
Well, yeah, you know my phone got the GPS on it, so.
Oh, yeah, he on his way.
Mm-hmm. Just make sure everything locked up. Okay?
All right.
We want you to stay safe.
Oh, yes, we do.
I mean, personal emails, that's beyond business. I'm just saying. But now let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
What do you prefer when you're looking at a guy?
Uh-huh.
What do you look for? Do you look for the looks, or do you check out his personality?
Are we meeting face-to-face?
Yes.
Face-to-face, I have to look at their looks first.
That's the first thing you go on is looks?
Because that's the first thing I see. So it has to be, not to say that this person got to be fine. I'm not saying that. When you say looks, it's like me looking at this person and me saying to myself, is that somebody who I would want to be with or who I like? Because, you know, I have my preferences.
Okay, but what about long term?
And then I get to the personality. After you talk to them and, you know, get to know them. Now, over the phone, that's different. I could talk to somebody over the phone, and then when I see him, he may not have been somebody I would have usually have dealt with, but because of his personality and we clicked over the phone, I might still do it. You see what I'm saying?
Okay, well, we got a new caller to the show. Caller, what's happening? Is this the Rev?
Hello. Yes, it is.
What's up, Rev?
Nothing. How y'all doing tonight?
Long time no hear.
I was on there last night.
I know, I saw you. what do you think? What's more important to you, looks or personality?
Personality, but it's not the first thing I look at.
What's the first? You look at the looks, right?
Nope. The first thing I look at is a man's shoes. No, it ain't because of that. It's because my daddy taught me that you can tell a lot about a person by their shoes. And I've grown up believing that, and a lot of times it's true.
Yeah, the type of shoes a man wear. Mm-hmm,
yep.
I heard that too. Yeah.
What if he got his work shoes on?
No, I mean how clean he keeps them and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, but back to the question all the time just said, what if this is work shoes?
Well, that's fine. I'd be glad if you had a pair of work shoes on.
Okay.
Wow. Well, what about you, dog? What's more important to you, looks or personality?
I wish I could say personality, but it's looks, man. That's what's messed up. I mean, yeah, it's looks. That's the first thing. Looks and body.
Looks and body, so it don't matter what her personality is. Fuck it. As long as she look good.
As long as she look good, and that's messed up. I love to go with personality one day, but I guess what they call me, I can't think of the word. I look at the looks, man.
Superficial.
What'd you say, Cass?
Superficial?
Yeah.
I guess.
What about you?
I don't know, man. I think it'd be a little both, man. I mean, you never looked at anybody and just like, God damn, that personality looked good.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, you know, of course, the physical gonna be somewhat there, but I mean, once you get to know them and all that, then it's like, all right, we can move on from there. But overall, man, it's gonna be some type of physical attraction now.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Okay, you meet her. She up to your standards, right? She looking nice. You like the way she looking and everything. Let's say 2-3 months down the line, you'd be like, she got a nasty-ass personality. So you still stay with her just because she look nice.
Nah, I'll kick her country ass to the curb.
You don't think you can change the personality?
I'm not trying to. Shit, I'm not finna work with no fucking headache. I'm too old to be trying to change your damn personality.
Hear, hear on that one, Cass.
I mean, you really feel the way she looks.
I don't give a fuck.
In your eyes, she a dime.
Shit, and if I got her, I can get another one. Cass, baby.
Oh, here we go. My thing is, if her personality sucks, after a while, it's like eating the same cornflakes. It's like what? eating the same cornflakes. I'm going to get me some Captain Crunch.
But isn't that the same thing as if you was in a relationship? You still eating the same cornflakes. What's the difference?
Yeah.
No, well, that's what happened. Let's go get some Captain Crunch.
Hold on, y'all. We got a new caller. Caller, what's happening?
Hello.
Who is this?
Hello.
Selena.
You know who it is.
Shut up.
She ain't gonna do nothing but hang up.
My phone messed up. It ain't my fault.
Baby legs, come here.
What's
going on? She's on
the phone. Shut up.
Get your motherfucking ass off that phone.
Because, you know, you kind of known for getting bitches in trouble.
I'm going to forget. Why do you keep saying I'm
just
getting
I'm just
trouble?
Playing. I'm just kidding. Nah, you know he retarded.
I'm just saying. Everybody keeps saying I keep getting them in trouble.
I'm just playing and I ain't everybody.
Oh, Lord. Yes, yes, yes. How you doing today?
I'm fine.
Okay.
All right. What's the charge?
Let me ask you, when meeting a man, or a woman if that's your preference, I'm just saying, what is the first thing you look for, looks or personality?
When I'm trying to meet a man or a woman, if I'm trying to, I mean, it depends on how I want them. I mean, you know, like am I coming at them on a long-term or short-term? Short-term looks, long-term looks and personality.
But overall, them looks got to be there, right?
I mean, I'm just honest, yeah.
I mean, that's the truth. I mean, like I said, ain't nobody ever said, God damn, that's a nice personality.
Right, because they, right, you're right.
You know, I mean, shit. You all pass a motherfucker, and that motherfucker just ain't looking right. First thing you think,
you're the dog, motherfucker.
You get the motherfucker all up out of there. Hey, I gotta roll.
That's the sad truth.
It's the sad truth, but nevertheless, it is the truth. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I mean, but once you get to know that, all right. Remember when we was young, y'all? We would meet somebody over the phone,
right?
And then you would talk to them like 3-4 months before you ever actually met them. And then when you met them, it was like
that was your boo boo too.
Yeah, that was your boo. That was your boo. That was your man.
And then you get over there.
You want to slit your wrist. Switch your motherfucking wrist through the door.
Oh my God. Boy, that's like a deja vu right there.
You ain't lying.
Hey.
Oh, shit.
Hey, she be talking and you be sitting there and saying.
Sorry, I was distracted by that fine motherfucker right there.
But not. Now, the flip side of that is that y'all done got so tight and so cool over the phone that, a lot of times we've overlooked how ugly they was, or, you know what I'm saying? Or how fat, or how skinny, or how short, or how tall. I mean, come on now, everybody done overlooked it once.
Yeah, if they can work out, whatever, they disadvantage. Like, if you ugly, work the hell out your ugly. Know that you ugly and, you know, make it yours. You see what I'm saying? I don't know they ugly. I mean, no, you know, like, dang, he ugly, but that's a cool motherfucker, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, Stone, like this.
I would not want that.
Dude.
I don't want that label.
I mean, but it's a lot of them. Shit, like, that's my girl. She ugly, but she cool as hell.
You
know? Or her breath stink, but she cool.
I don't want that word. That's nice.
We had a new caller to the show, y'all. We had a new caller to the show.
Caller, what's happening?
What's good, man?
Not much.
We got Waylo Lucius. What's happening?
What's good?
Not much.
Okay, And Selena, I heard you getting ready to say Stonewall, but I'm going to let that go.
I bit my tongue. I didn't mean to say that.
But he is an ugly motherfucker.
Yes. I got a nasty taste in my mouth when I said it.
I digress. All right, now check this out. We've been asking, when you beat somebody, do you look for the looks or the personality? I'm going to start with Lucius.
Yeah.
What do you look for the personality?
So it's a little bit of both.
A little bit of both.
More, yeah.
Okay, all right. Honest answer. Wait, no. This has been to go totally awry, but I'm gonna ask it anyway. What you looking for, dog?
I'm with Lucius. It's like 75% looks, 25% personality. Cause I don't want a ugly motherfucker, but I don't want a broad that's dumb as a box of rocks either.
Okay. Well, you never cease to amaze me with the answers you come up with. I can go with that one, Waylo. Now, Tommy, what about you?
Say what?
Personality.
Tommy, what about you? What's your preference?
Personality.
So she can be 500 pounds.
Well, I ain't gonna say 500. I'm not gonna say 500, but
hey, you girls need love too, though.
So you have preferences too, then. It's not to say that the person has to be fine, but you have to have an attraction with that person.
You
think you can be attracted to someone's personality?
No.
Really?
What I'm saying is, I know, all I'm saying is, it doesn't mean that that person has to be fine. What I'm saying is there are certain things that people like about somebody else that attracts them to them. And it's not the personality that's the first thing that you see. It's something else that attracts them. So it's something that you're looking at that's going to attract you to that person.
Yeah, but you're dealing with the personality every day. And
well, that's after the initial meet. You have to get past the initial meet
first.
You're
going to pick them out first.
Well, you got to get to that point. You just don't start just seeing them every day once y'all first get together. I mean, it can happen, but...
Fuck all y'all!
I kind of knew that one was coming.
I mean, you knew it was coming because you know how he gets. He coming over today?
Anyway, we got LaFonda. What's happening to LaFonda? Everybody say hi to LaFonda.
What's good, LaFonda?
LaFonda.
What's up?
She done ran so many motherfuckers away. LaFonda, let me ask you.
What I do? The hell? You never said like that. I ain't ran nobody away. I just don't take bullshit.
Now she want to get all personal. What's up, girl? Quit acting like that.
Nothing much.
Personality or looks? Which one you got to have, LaFonda? It got to be both.
Which one I gotta have? What are you talking about?
tell
you. Okay, let me ask you this question. I'm gonna rephrase it for you. Do your man got to be fine as hell, or he got to be sweet as hell? You know, a sweet guy that opens the door for you. Which one do you prefer?
I prefer for him to be at least cute and like sweet as hell, but I take sweet as hell over fine any day. If that was the case, I would never have dated my son's father, and that's just being real talk.
But don't this also go with the last week topic, because y'all said y'all gonna let a man go if he's doing everything in the house and all this, but if his sex is bad, you let him go?
Because, first of all, the same way a man, if a man not getting pleased, his ass gonna go cheap. So the same way if a woman, I can take you know it, because, I mean, I got a dude that I was talking to, and I don't want to be seen out in public with him, but he's like the first person in the world.
Wow.
Damn.
You didn't met somebody else about it already?
No, I said I'm talking to somebody else. I said I wasn't seeing him. I said I'm talking to him.
Another match on the belt.
I don't want to be seen out in public with him because he is the ugliest. He is like beyond ugly. He like beyond.
Why are you talking to him then?
Because
why
he's
are you
like
talking to him?
Person in the world.
That's he's sweet. the ugly, ugly ones are always sweet. Damn.
Everything, like, if I was age him, I told him I needed a brand new tie. He bought it. Like, I told him I wanted these shoes. He bought it. I was like, I just wanted some shoes. Like, I was like, them shoes are so good. And he was like, you want to go get them?
Have you heard yet?
That was my next question.
He ain't shit.
Oh, then he don't sound like no guy's guy. He sound like a damn fool.
he just sound generous. That's all.
Yeah, he extra generous.
A.K.A. damn fool.
Recognize the G in me, nigga.
He better be generous as man.
Hold up. Now, all right, what if in y'all eyes I was ugly, but
men do it all the time.
I didn't carry myself like I was ugly. I mean, I really thought I looked pretty good. So I mean,
he know he ugly because he was like, you act like you don't want to be seen out in public with me. I went to V-Love's birthday party, and he was like, you want me to meet you up there? I was like, yeah, you can meet me up there. And I had okay. He came, and he came to hug me, and I was like, shook his hand, like, yeah, don't do that.
Oh, that's messed up.
Oh, that made me think about something.
But you gave him a hug when you bought the shoes.
That's just rude.
Hold on. Let me ask you. Did you have them shoes on when you shook his hand?
No, I gotta answer that question.
No, seriously,
I really wanna
know. Yeah, I had them shoes on. He had the red bottoms on. Of course, I had them on.
I bet you wouldn't have had them on after you shook my hand.
Why is it okay when dudes do it? When dudes do it on a female, it's like
okay.
Dudes having you a player, you a pimp, but when a female do it, she dead ass wrong.
I didn't say it was okay for a dude to do it. I'm just saying, if I just sat there and bought you, the red bottoms, and you sitting there, and you acting like you my woman in private, but then when I go up to her, you talking about,
I told him, I said, I'm not ready for no man. I'm trying to still get to know me. Well, that's the excuse I told him because
I'm
telling somebody else
that. Like that. I'm still I'm trying to get to know me. What is it? Get to know me.
Nigga, please.
Hey,
LaFonda.
What?
You might
at some point, you might want to consider sitting down with somebody. You know, have a little share time. Kick back, get in touch with your inner child, that sort of thing.
But it is some ugly ones with self-esteem. Shit, I ain't mad for me.
Beat,
beyond ugly. Like, seriously, I've tried to, like, find something that's just fine as hell about him. And then, first of all, he's shorter than me. I'm
okay,
fat.
What made you talk to him?
Because he's, like, the sweetest person in the world. Like, he just...
But, you know, that doesn't help his self-esteem. Somebody said self-esteem. That don't help your self-esteem. You're just using the man.
No, actually, I'm not. Because first of all, I didn't try to tell him, like, I think we should just be friends, and he ain't trying to hear that. He ain't trying to hear no conversation about that. Like, I really like you. And then his cousin said something to him, was like, man, I'm kind of feeling hot. I think I need to talk to her. You need to fall back. And I'm looking at his cousin like, your ass ain't fine either, so you might want to fall back too.
He the ugly one that don't know it.
That's fucked up.
Oh,
I'm taking my shoes back. That's bullshit.
Ain't no take
hair.
Back.
Shit. Yo,
lady,
what you buy
you if I beat the shit out of him with that damn shoe.
You remember them cartoons, how they was trying to put them horseshoes on the horse, how you had that motherfucker by their ankle? I had your ass with the ankle lock pulling them motherfuckers right off. And all while pulling them off.
Say another motherfucking word, and this shit is over. And I ain't playing nothing.
I just feel like I done tried,
and I was like, I think we good as friends for right now, because I'm not trying to get a man.
And he was like,
are you embarrassed to be seen with me or something?
Hell yeah.
Don't y'all worry about a motherfucker fucking y'all up on some shit like that.
I know, be careful.
You know them ugly ones are the crazy ones.
Right, they got plenty of times, lonely days.
Why you got? Hey, I feel like this. It's for all the dudes who have sat there and played with female feelings, because he know I'm not playing with
them. Yes, they deserve to die. I hope they burn in hell.
And some people know better than others, and we not gonna call no names. Some people should have just kept it real and just said, I'm not feeling you, I just want to be your damn friend.
Oh, that sounds personal.
Damn, it's
so who you talking to?
Damn. Who you talking about?
Damn.
Say their name.
Say that motherfucker name.
Apparently he on the show.
Right here, right now.
Why is he on the show right now?
Way low. Hey, way low.
I'm trying to roll up.
I did not say nobody's name.
Oh, shit. God damn. I want to know too.
Me too.
Got the majority rule. You got to tell us now.
Because you already said that whoever it is on the show right now.
What's she talking about, bitch?
Oh, you talking about Waylo?
What?
She talking about, bitch.
Oh!
I'm trying to
say there ain't been nobody saw me. Can't prove a thing.
Inquiring minds want to know.
Doom, doom, doom.
LaFonda, we waiting.
Huh?
We waiting.
No, he answers our own question.
So it is way low. Wait a minute.
Way low said it was him.
I said it was me. I wasn't
his own question, too. I just felt like. In a way, I don't feel bad about anything that I'm doing right now, because it's like some dudes just don't know. I don't know if he didn't want to keep it real or he just didn't care.
Don't say some dudes. Say way low.
Damn, way low, man.
You talking about way low?
Damn, way low. You done made her just take her anger out on all males.
At least, no. At the end of the day, at least I know I'm not an ugly chick. Now, you might not feel dark-skinned girls, because I mean, had plenty of dudes say, I just don't like a dark-skinned girl, and I really don't give a fuck about that, because what you don't like, another dude might like.
Tell away, though.
I never liked you anyway, pretty motherfucker.
Don't get into detail on that shit, because that whole situation was all fucked up, so I ain't even going to touch on that right now. Oh, yes.
Wait, Lord, I'll be your lawyer. Plead the fifth, man. Five, man. Wait, Lord, plead the five. No more questions, please.
Do not plead that.
Five, no more questions.
Oh, I ain't plead the fifth.
I think we cool. Like, if I'm going to always support your music because I actually like it. So, I mean, we cool, but that's about it.
I'll
get you. Hey, where are the white women at?
Oh, Lord.
You know what?
I ain't fucking with your sister.
LaFonda, I'm on your side today. I'm on your side today, LaFonda. I know what you want to tell Waylo.
Shoot a dog, motherfucker!
But he actually, he was a gentleman, but then, damn, I was like, what the fuck? Like, seriously,
there was a lot of shit going on. And I wasn't even trying to do a lot of shit at the current moment in time.
I'm like, damn. Oh,
nigga, you bullshitting.
I ain't bullshit. All right, we'll take it out, y'all. We're gonna go to a song right quick, man. We're gonna hit that goddamn wait no motherfucker boy.
Let me get a piece of ice.
Alright, you know what, LaFonda, I'm pretty sure I'm gonna dedicate this just for Waylo. This is probably how he feel about you. I'm gonna dedicate this for you, Waylo. Alright, we'll be right back.
Hit these clubs every night of the week, looking for some goopy love. That I should respect your heart, that I should not play your heart. But I did, I was wrong and I'm hating it. Now I'm calling your cell phone over and over. My high is gone, but I don't wanna be sober. I'm feeling sick, ain't got the flu. Girl, I'm missing you. I was just playing.
right, y'all. Welcome back. Welcome back. All right, now. Oh, I see we got a new caller. Boss lady, what's happening, baby?
Hi, sweeties.
How's everything going with you?
Fine, fine, fine.
Glad you finally made it in the call.
Yes, I did. I did.
That's what's up. That's what's up. All right, now check it out. We had a topic going on, and I mean, we ain't gonna stray away from the topic, but I just gotta know one thing before I even ask you this. I gotta go back to my man Waylo. Waylo, what did you do?
What the hell? Thank you for blowing my eye too with that song. Thank you very much.
Oh, that's messed up.
Really appreciate
it.
Hi,
man.
Hey, man, I'm trying to get you back in good graces. I'm your boy. I'm trying to get you back in good graces. What you do, man?
He's not in bad graces. He just, yeah.
I didn't handle the situation like I should have. That, I was wrong on that part. But like I said, it was a whole bunch of shit going on. And it was just all of a sudden. It wasn't like step one, step two, step three.
Hey, wait
like
on.
I said, I ain't gonna put no business out there in the street.
Don't bullshit me.
Yeah, I ain't bullshit you, bro.
Come on with the real answer, man. What happened?
He just told you.
Nah, that's that key door answer. I want the artist answer.
You want the artist answer?
I don't want the CEO answer. I want the artist answer.
Hold on a second.
You know, you gotta go think about it.
All right. No, I had to get that cough out, bro.
That man was choking.
All
right.
All right. All right, well, check it out. We're going to let Waylo think about his ass.
He got to think about it. I already gave you my answer, bro.
I'm going to come back for the real answer. Boss lady.
Yes?
All right, now check us out. The topic of the night. When you first meet the person, I mean, what do you look for? Do you look for the looks or the personality?
I look for personality.
Thank personality.
You. Thank you.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
I can respect that answer. I mean, so.
Why I say you look for personality? Because if you're looking for looks, that's all you're going to get. Looks fade. But personality, it goes a long way.
You go,
okay.
Girl. Damn good answer.
Yeah. I mean, okay, I can respect that answer. But not once again, I mean, I'm going to say it to you like I said it to everybody.
But wait. Let me say this, too. At the same time, you don't want nobody you can't look at.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So
exactly.
That part is, you know, it's two ways because you don't want nothing. You be like, oh. But at the same time, personality overweighs looks to me, you know. I'm not going to go get nothing that I can't look at. I'm not going to say that. And I'm not going to go get nothing just dead ugly.
Right,
you can't
say I
want no cross between Sinbad and Flavor Flav.
Oh no! I know neither one of them. Oh no, neither one of those. Now that is Flavor Flav. He couldn't buy no love from me. Oh my God! And Sinbad couldn't either. Oh my God! That's hideous.
Well, Flavor Flav and Sinbad both of y'all to know something.
What?
Hey, where are the white women at?
Because they love some flavor.
What?
Yeah, now, let me stop talking because I'm both of them. And, but him?
All right, hold on, boss lady. We got a new caller to the show. Caller, what's happening? Who this?
This Selena again. No,
it is. No, she had to hang up because.
No, because my baby right here, he's going to be loud. That's why I was putting
somebody thinks Flavor Flav cute. That motherfucker got a whole bunch of kids.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, because money.
He got a little bit
of money. Got paper. Money. Yeah. Money talks when a woman ain't got none. But of course,
he got a whole bunch of kids, too.
He got gray cornrows. Ugh. outside of his face. Oh, my God.
Nigga look like a gremlin with hair.
Oh, what the fuck he looks like?
He look like one of them damn flying.
Hey, hold on, man. Y'all got to get him off slaves.
And that's my ugly
I'm talking about them, man.
He couldn't be nothing but nice. Oh, my God.
Baby, his niceness couldn't even get to me. Oh, my
right,
God.
He couldn't give me no money now.
Now, y'all be talking about a secret lover. That will be one. Oh, my God.
How many different shows did he have? What, it was three seasons?
Then he played with a white woman.
But I just finished at the end, he was with that white woman he had been with all that time. She just knew how to play them niggas to get some money.
Right. Because she said, I've been there for 8 years. No, the baby was with last night. No, the wife, fiance.
I don't know. I ain't seen Flay Black ass in a minute.
The white woman he ended up with, she's prettier than everything that had been on the show.
Right, she is, but she's
ugly as hell.
Because
we all know she was ugly as hell. She looked like a man and a whore.
But at the same time, Flavor Muff got some good things. I'm just going to put it out there. That man Muff got some good things because that
damn
look. I
don't believe that. I think his little mouth probably, I think he just fucked up all the way. It's always white. Yeah, he do. He better eat everything and know how to cook and fix cars and fix shit around the house. He got to do every motherfucking thing.
Oh my God. His children ain't short-stopping. The only little cute one I seen was the little mixed baby, because baby, oh my God.
But he looked just like him. I said, ooh.
He just got some pretty hair.
Yeah, I was thinking it. Yeah, that little motherfucker was just like him.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. Y'all are going to hell.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. But you feel me.
They said two ugly people can make a pretty baby, but two ugly people can make an ugly ass baby, too.
Right. I ain't never seen a cute one. I done seen two ugly, make ugly. Shit, I supposed to go.
I'm gonna say something. I don't want you ladies to take this the wrong way. But y'all know, if Flav approached you with some cash in hand, y'all rolling with negative. Baby, let me tell you,
Hell no.
Flav couldn't buy none of this. I'm sorry.
Nah.
I love men. If it was a woman to a man to Flav, I become gay. Straight gay.
So
he
looked like an infection. He does.
So let me ask. Hold on.
You
wouldn't ask y'all a question.
For 2 million.
Hold on, let me ask you a question.
Hold on,
Selena.
I'm going to ask y'all a question. If Flavor
Flavor
rolled up on you, money in hand,
and told you,
I got 2 inches of hard dick. Let's go.
Right.
But he don't need to pull up on nobody. He needs to. I don't want him pulling up on me. That's some ugly jumping out on you. Don't tell nobody. That's one of them 3 o'clock in the morning call, Flavor. Somebody I know out here right now. Like it's Flavor. Hold on, hold on. All right, everybody, hold on a second. We got people listening. If y'all want to join the conversation,
he's skinny as shit. If he wasn't so skinny, he wouldn't be so fucked up. He all bony. He needs some hair on his face. He say he like a burnt sparkler. He do look like a sparkler.
Fucked up.
Hey, dog, it's your boy, dog.
Oh, my God.
fuck all y'all.
A burnt sparkler. I ain't never heard that before. I ain't never heard that before. That's a new one. That's a new one. I'm gonna use that. Shit is
fucked up.
Now, when I'm more African men trying to
holler online, I'm gonna tell
them, baby, you looking like a sparkle.
Mm.
Oh my God, that's a new one.
Come here,
bitch. Oh man,
y'all
hard, brother. y'all is crucial.
Mm. If anybody's seen the plays, but Baby's Mamas, I ain't never seen one of these Baby's Mamas.
I seen a couple of them.
But Trisha seen
one.
His mama.
Ooh, his mama.
His mama. Yeah, his mama had a nerve trying to get an attitude with the girls. Oh, yeah.
Hold on.
I didn't like her attitude with the girls. Like, good lady, you ought to be glad somebody with your son.
His mama
Boss lady, we don't talk about people's mamas.
No, I wasn't talking about his mama. I said his mama had a nerve to get an attitude. She should have been glad somebody was with her ugly son.
Y'all is hard on play.
Man.
Ooh.
It's right, man. Ain't nobody got nothing to say about Beyonce ass, though, right?
No, that's my girl ass, too.
She looking like me.
For
her spotted ass face.
Beyonce overrated.
Beyonce old spotted face ass.
Well, mine is pretty.
She can pay for that shit to cover them spots up. She'll be all right.
A little proactive never hurt.
Hold up.
She got an ugly attitude, man. I bet
she got an ugly ass attitude. I don't think so, because you've seen her in a couple of shows, and she's kind of shy. You know, she's kind of shy and down home to me. The way she talking. Y'all so,
But, you know, I know a lot of people that knows her. They say she's very arrogant.
I think my man was talking about when he said y'all ain't say nothing about Beyonce. Jay-Z's ugly ass.
Oh, my God, that's the camera. That is Joe Campbell from the cigarette commercial.
Nah, he's like
Jay-Z. I can deal with Jay-Z because all you got to do is cut his motherfucking head off. You know, his profile is straight. He's just ugly as hell. I could deal with Flav is bony, ugly, short, ashy, gray hair, ugly mouth. He just fucked up.
Hey, y'all ever watch Kim Possible?
Kim Possible.
He look like that little mole rat.
He look like Mr. Hanky.
Oh, my God. Oh, you wrong.
Go ahead, man, and play the game, okay?
Yeah, I'm clowning.
Oh, Lord, that's crazy. But he got a twin out here. That's the killer.
Yeah, man. Who's
his
twin?
Key. Huh?
Who's
his
twin?
This dude from the G. Some of y'all might know him. Stonewall.
Oh, that's fucked up.
Y'all is hard today on words.
It's like Flay Flay's twin.
That's my nigga, but that nigga
I can't stand
twin.
I can't stand that little ugly ass bastard.
Oh, and he's irritating. Oh, yes. Ooh,
he makes
like
you
want to
punch him in his mouth. And then he has to learn to stick around and walk around like he's fan. I'm going to tell you, who's
my God. Nobody.
I'm
the finest thing walking in Gary. I said, you need to quit lying to your damn self because some chick lied to you.
You know he's retarded. Ain't nobody told him that shit. He got a little goddamn problem. Ain't nobody told him no shit like that.
Shit.
I don't believe it.
Bunt told him.
I don't believe that shit. Not Bunt. Bunt be treating that nigga like no shit.
I can't stand
like
that bastard.
Hey, wait a minute.
Don't know.
Wait a minute.
He one of the ones that got used to.
Hey, one night she ain't want nobody to know she walked in the club with him. He brought some chick over there like, this is my baby mama bunch. She said, see, motherfucker, I told you don't come over here with that little chick. Man, me and Shell was wrong.
I heard about this.
Oh, Lord have mercy. That was hilarious.
He do look like Flavor Flav. I'm not going to lie. Don't look like Flavor Flav. He ain't on here to
Flav got a better smile than his ass do. When he smile, he get uglier.
Oh, that's such a gold in his mouth. That's what it is.
He
don't get his gold.
Nah,
it ain't the
gold now. He don't get his clean, though. All right, now y'all done pissed Father Time off. He's a Flavor Flav fan, and y'all done just belittled and just berated his boy.
I'ma give him some love later.
He's always talking about why do it always be like two cute girls and all these ugly girls hanging out together. We be wondering the same thing about niggas. Why do y'all hang out with these ugly ass niggas?
Mm-hmm.
It's like y'all do be fine as hell. And you look at the rest of their friends, you look, what the fuck this dude look like a damn
bomb. I'm gonna ask that question.
Right.
I'm gonna ask that question. Because we don't sit there and look at our partners like, oh, he cute. I'm going to hang with him because he cute. We don't look at
right.
our partners like that. Your
partner
don't
either. Everybody don't do that either. All women don't do that either.
Nah, they don't.
Okay, granted. Now,
but some females do. Some
yeah,
women do.
Just a lot of women just say, well, fuck, I'm going to bring Broomhild over here with me so I can get
the oh, my God.
Females around themselves.
The ugliest girls they can because that makes them stand out a little bit more. And they're like, okay, she's a found one out the group.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Kyle, have you seen like some of my pictures?
And then she end up being the cute one that stink though.
Now tell me, how many times y'all have been there? And the ugly one is the one to get took on more. She the one to get all the numbers.
That's because she's gonna give us some ass faster.
Hell yeah!
Whatever the case may be. At some point in time, I know y'all be coming to the. I mean, everybody came to the club like, fuck it, man. Tonight gonna be my night. I'm finna get it in. I don't give no fuck. I'm finna get it in. But then,
but I'd rather get in with somebody I already been with than be with somebody I don't know. Like, I'd rather go back to the old than start something new and you don't know what the fuck going on with that dude. Then you got a little stalker. You don't want to get a wrong person some, and then he's stalking your ass.
But then you just
put it on.
Well,
I don't do the club man, so that'll never occur with me because I don't do club man. Because they in your face tonight, then the other one tomorrow night. And, you know, I always said I never do a club man, and I have never dated a man at the club, met one in a club and dated him. You might need to do that. You might need to try that. I'm just saying.
That's how we play as role.
I guess because really I don't just go to a club like that unless I'm doing shows at them. You know, usually when the guys you do see at the club, they be in your face one night and shit, and if you just happen to go the next night, he up in another woman's face. You know what I'm saying?
My friends are loyal, so, yeah, most of the same dudes that I've ever talked to, we still cool, they still be in my face.
Yeah.
If they in another female face, I won't too much worry about it.
No, I'm talking about what I'm saying. Exactly what I'm saying. I don't go to low-budget clubs either because I'm a businesswoman. What I'm saying, usually,
what you call a
I'm from Mississippi.
Club?
Huh?
Oh, I'm going to tell you, you might not know what I'm talking about, like Mississippi. Mississippi have a lot of low-budget clubs. What that means, rats are in it. That means one way in and one way out. I don't do clubs like that. I do club shows.
You ain't no player.
Shit. No, I don't know. I never try to be a player. That's not in my category. That's not me. What I'm saying. How old am I?
Yes.
39.
Okay, I wouldn't expect you to do something that 22 and 24
years old. Exactly. But what I'm saying, even when I was younger, I never dated a club man. Never.
So if I saw you at the club, you would talk to me?
Yeah, we'll conversate in the club. You know what I mean? Me and you wouldn't go no further in the club.
Down.
You know, he's just on. You know what I'm saying?
If
I just never talked to
him
like
that. Night, if you got super fucked up one night, it was like, okay, yeah, he looking kind of good. Oops, I accidentally talked to him.
See, I don't drink like that. See, that's the point. Now, if I was the type to probably drink, was an alcoholic, got drunk, ain't no telling what I do. You know what I'm saying? But I don't drink like
don't
that.
You know alcoholic because you drinking. You
no, I didn't say that.
That's what I just said.
I said, now if I was drinking like that and got drunk, it's whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Miss Boss Lady, can I say something to you, please?
Yes.
I'm going to be everything to you. I'm going to be your father. I'm going to be your friend. I'm going to be your lover. But you got to believe in me. You got to believe that everything I tell you to do is for the best.
Stop it. You need to stop it. What the hell?
That was off the club line right there.
I know. That's why I just laughed. Oh, my God. Y'all are wild.
All right, now, Ms. Butler.
Yes.
I saw your pictures.
Now, I tell you what. I like you, and I want you. Now, we can do this the easy way, or we can do it the hard way. The choice is yours.
Wait.
Okay, I see you choosing the hard way.
All right. Let's clear this up. That's father time, not Cass. So, I don't know what somebody said. Cass put any... Hey, Cass was... Hey, sexually harassing me, nothing like that.
No, that's not nothing like that.
What I tell you about that, man? What I tell you about that? Every time you see somebody you like, what you do?
And look, and then that's okay about it. He kind of told me one night online, but he said it in so many words. Yes, I go back and tell you exactly what you said.
Because you don't want no person looking at you while she giving you head.
Hell no, because a fuck face
don't
is
get
usually,
off.
Hey, a fuck face is usually 5% ugly. Hell, if you ugly already with an ugly fuck face, that's fucked up.
That's fucked up.
Right.
That throw you all off your game.
Hey, you gotta close your eyes, keep your eyes closed, just keep thinking about somebody else. As soon as
you
open your eyes, oh, it's this bitch right here. Damn.
Oh, that's when you smother it with love. You put the pillow over her face.
You put the pillow over her face.
What you doing? I'm smothering with your love, baby. I'm smothering you with love.
I'm smothering you with passion, baby.
You know, she try to move it. You be like, just put that back down. Just put that back down. I always fantasize.
Yeah,
fantasy of mine.
Back down.
Y'all won't fuck around and catch a case doing that shit.
You just hit it from the back. You say,
I got a good question. What is up with dudes, and why do they like to choke women during sex? I'm just curious. That's some ignorant shit.
Wait a minute. Say that again. Wait a minute. What did you just say?
What is up with me and trying to choke women during sex? Like, what the hell is that?
Hey,
I tried that. That question for you.
Wait,
one of these freaky ass women that had that same dude choke them, so now that he thinks every chick that he go sleep with, he can choke them. thinking that same chick like the same shit that this chick like.
That'll be by the time you choke the shit out of every woman.
Hey man, I can't do that shit, man. I'm not enjoying it too much, man. That shit kind of scary.
Hey, man, I'm heavy. Yeah. I can't do that shit.
I'll get my Mr.
Co-host.
Know your role and shut your mouth.
I understand, but man, I know you like a book, man. That motherfucker. Hey, y'all be sitting there, you think he caressing and rubbing? What the fuck?
Yeah, pineapples, goddammit, pineapples, shit. Keep breathing. Pineapple, motherfucker, pineapple. Motherfucker trying to breathe on his glasses to write on this shit because he ain't listening.
What the fuck is wrong with y'all? You think this is a joke? You think this is a fucking sitcom?
Hey, who said that shit last time? Pots? Because they wrote it backwards?
Yeah, of course you say pot. I done killed another one, man.
Damn, Father Thomas, stop choking them bitches, man. Damn. That ain't
a celebration, bitch.
That ain't even a cute look. That's like me. Like, dudes be having me cracking up. I had a dude tell me that his fantasy is to have.
You said what?
That what? He has some female lick his ass, and I was like, that ain't even my cup of tea. Like, that's the most disgusting.
Hold on for a second. Now, did anybody know that when she said that, Waylo just bust out laughing?
Nah, that wasn't me,
though. I was talking about him.
Let me let you in on a little secret. It wasn't the fact that he was just saying he asked girl that. He was probably hitting towards you just to see what you was going to say. I mean, that's not a conversation you just regular. Yeah, well, you know, I like old girl to lick my ass. Then he looking straight into your eyes. I mean, it's so funny, you got to realize this motherfucker trying to tell you something.
Like what?
He was trying to tell you he wanted his ass licked, shit.
Right.
Yeah, that ain't my cup of tea. I didn't have somebody talk to me. He didn't get kicked in himself afterwards, but it didn't happen.
I mean,
what did you say? What was your response?
To him, I was like, dude, you lost a motherfucking man. I said, I'm not the one.
Right after they come
out the tub. Oh, my God.
Yo, G-Money, I like this girl, yo.
I'm wrong with it. That's how you get down.
That's the same thing with anal sex. Why do those tell their life for doing it too?
Go ahead, man. Say that again. You keep breaking up.
Okay, dude.
Did anybody hear what you just said?
No.
The same answer that I answered for you before. Some chick don't let that dude fuck her on the ass, and he expect to get the asshole every time he fuck another woman. That's what that is.
Hell no, he's been in jail before. Whoever likes to do it, they has been either in jail before or they do. Maybe he had somebody play with their asshole. I'm just saying.
I wouldn't trust them if they actually ask it for it. Now, if you just decide to do it, that's different. But you ain't gonna ask me to lick your ass, man. Nah. Something wrong with that.
Be like, can you do what you did to me the other day?
You know what you did. I hear you, man. Shit, I be calling her like a motherfucker every day. Hey, what you doing? I ain't doing nothing. You want to come over?
Yeah.
Right on.
But she laying down, you just put your ass right in her face.
Oh, that's nasty.
That's like, with a threesome, that's probably why I never have one. That is nasty. You need to, if you going to use condom and you having a threesome, change the motherfucking condom. You're not going to dip in her and then dip in me too, really?
Mm-mm.
Like, shit.
Motherfuck you, man. You possum face motherfucker.
Well, damn.
Now you got, what'd you say, Father Time? You said you took my shit off and started that? Too much gas.
Ain't nothing wrong with a threesome. Now, look, just because you ain't never tried one, you can't knock it. You can't knock one you ain't never tried.
It's a
yeah,
play.
I'm greedy.
Now,
I'm sorry. I don't want no threesome. I'm greedy.
To each his own. I mean, if you don't want to do it.
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah. I can't knock nobody else.
Now, if you doing it, don't be sitting there trying to put all these motherfucking rules in the game. Shit. Girl, sit your ass down and relax. Enjoy yourself.
Exactly. Yeah, but a threesome requires everybody touching each other. Am I correct?
That is correct. That is correct.
Beautiful thing.
Oh, girl, close your eyes. You won't even know the difference.
Hey, there's been plenty of times I done sat on the sideline and watched and catch myself shit.
Hey, this shit. Hold on. Let me take a drink. Right, put me back in, coach. Put me back in.
Come on, I'll be right back.
I don't understand why dudes get offended. If you gonna ask me for a threesome, why can't you just be like, I didn't. Dude, plenty of dudes. Like, okay, you want to have a threesome? Okay, we can do it with another dude. Like, have you lost your motherfucking man? What the fuck wrong with you? What I look like bringing another dude in my bedroom?
Okay.
What
on,
I look like bringing
on,
another
hold
female?
Hold on. Let me ask you this. I hear you saying that, but now, and when it comes down to it, do you actually want to see that dude interacting with that other dude?
No.
That's
hilarious.
Yeah, that was
kind of stuff. No, think about it, man.
man.
So why y'all think they're cool for another female to add one another to live?
Hold on, because that's a beautiful thing. That's sexy.
No,
that
it's not.
No, it ain't. That's fucking nasty.
What?
Nasty.
I
think
Waylo
got confused.
Waylo's
confused.
He missed something. No, you said two dudes fucking.
No,
he got
two
women.
About
two women.
Oh, two females. Oh, yeah, that's a beautiful thing. My bad. I retract my
statement. Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with that. I don't see nothing wrong with that at all.
Nah.
Wait a minute, stop. Everybody stop. Let me try to explain it. And if I'm wrong, then y'all tell me something. Now, then, hey, I didn't make the rules of the world. I just live by them. Now, society shows us that two women engaging in a sexual act is a very sensuous, sexy thing. Two men engaging in a sexual act is just wrong for so many goddamn reasons.
I used to watch Queer Folk, and that show was the shit.
Hold on, now. You said, you like, well, let me ask the dude. I mean, really, would you really want to see two dudes interact in the way that you and another woman
and
would
I don't
interact?
Want to see two women interact. I don't want, so I don't want a woman going down on me in the first place.
Hell no.
Now, man, he got
who in the hell wants something with the same thing they got? Titties flopping. That's just like me and me, and I want me and nuts and stuff flopping on their ass.
That's like, somebody sent a video on my fucking Facebook page. Two dudes getting in with some little hot ass whore, and I'm like, ain't y'all scared y'all fucking balls gonna slap
that.
Each other?
I saw that, but they never not in that video. They not once touched each other. Neither one of them touched each other.
Still,
yeah, but
okay,
still,
that was a train.
They just ran a train on it. That's all.
Okay, so wait a minute. How's that a train? But two women and a dude is a threesome. I could have sworn that's a threesome too.
That's society.
No, that,
right. Two dudes and a girl is a train. Two girls and a man is a threesome.
That's a bust down.
That's three people. That's a threesome.
No, that's not a threesome.
That's a bust down at the end of the day.
Yeah. Yeah, you heard a train on it,
that's all.
You want to see that video? That shit was crazy.
Like, nigga, he was swagging.
They dancing all up in and everything.
I'm like, what the fuck? She disrespected herself. He disrespected his face was all up in the video. I hope he was, like, underage and not, like, grown as hell, and that was a little-ass girl.
What the hell
was
he doing?
One of them was on house arrest. He got his monitor on.
I don't know what video y'all talking about.
Somebody posted the video to my page, and I was like, that little girl disrespected herself. She should have had more respect for herself than that, but she didn't.
That's bullshit. I'm in all the bullshit ass comments too, but that's bullshit because I guarantee you 90% of the women that posted that bullshit got a train ran on them before. Get the fuck out of here with that bullshit.
I have
that's
never
bullshit.
Had a train ran on
my
me. I
don't
keep plan
it real.
On having a train ran on me. Personally, mm-hmm. I could be one damn dude and be straight. Like if you doing your job right, I could be one dude. But I'm the type of person if you ain't did your job right, I'm gonna tell your ass too.
You get to run across the motherfucker with that two ass.
Hey, someone that fantasy would be with two dudes too, though. Hold on, man. Wait a minute. Let me ask you. Now, a couple of weeks ago, you said you hit old boy. Then later on that day, you hit the other dude. Ain't that similar to that?
No, technically
I mean,
not.
You got two dicks within a couple of hours.
I'm just saying, it happened. It happened at one time because I was pissed off. I'm like, really, 15 minutes? And you?
You could easily went to the house and took a shower or something. I mean, you went.
I did.
Hit old boy. I mean, you know what I mean. You could have got yourself off in the shower or something. You wouldn't hit old boy right after you left him. I mean.
Yeah, but I wouldn't hit somebody I already knew. It ain't like it was some new dig or something. It was somebody I already knew.
Two pussies back. Two capfuls of this vinegar.
Snap that pussy back.
At the end of the day, I see on my one hand how many do it with. So, do it really matter?
No, it don't matter to me. I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, I just think you're contradicting yourself for a little bit.
Actually,
saying,
I'm mad, though, because I've said it to plenty of people. If I feel like I'm not being sexually satisfied, it's only so many times I'm going to let you know until I'll be like, fuck this, I'm going to go get it from somewhere else.
Exactly.
Like, that was a hot, burning mess. You just don't understand, like, how many times he did it, though. Like, I'm like, really?
Maybe he thought y'all was racing. He was trying to get his before you got yours. Maybe he thought it was a race.
He got his before I got mine.
I got 2 inches of hard dick.
At some point, you ain't got to always, I'm going to say this, at some point, you ain't got to always beat up pussy. Sometimes you got to caress that shit. He needs
so
to be caressed.
Two puffs and a curl?
He couldn't even give me a 2 puffs and a curl because his...
That's
fucked up. Lord have mercy, this is about to sound really bad, what I'm about to say, but I really don't care because I didn't tell this to his face. I was like, dude, you act like you got the biggest dick in the world and your shit is little as hell. Like, quit acting like you King Diggling and, like, come correct.
Sisters, but we brothers, we got to stop calling these women bitches and hoes. We got to stop it. That's right, because every bitch ain't a hoe and every hoe ain't no bitch.
That's part of the thing
that
you said,
man.
Shit.
That's the same thing dude be saying. Like, if he sleep with a female and her coochie is like the size of the equator, he just selling it and ain't getting, he ain't finna get off either.
And I ain't gonna go back and get him no more.
Now, here's my thing. I've never met a woman like that. I mean, everybody always talking about, well, no walls. No, I've never met a woman with no walls.
And I done told plenty of dudes, you not finna smash out my walls either, dudesy. Why the fuck is you banging me like you banging a blow-up doll or something? Like, do you not know I'm breathing or something?
Damn, whoa, what do you want?
You lost a good dick or you don't?
It's too much pressure to fuck you, man.
Oh, my couldn't even be in it. You're going too hard. You're going too fast. Well, goddamn. Let me just sit here then.
Right off the side of the car. Get your ass off.
That's probably why that man was 15 minutes. Racing him and shit. Go this way. Go that way. He's like, can I take
control? I just like to be in control. That's just it. Wait. Just let me be on top. You lay for his death and enjoy the fucking ride.
You know what? I'm going to tell you like this. When you will probably be looking at me and I'll just be like, you know what? Just move. You be like, what's wrong? And you know it ain't nothing wrong. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do.
I beat my dick like it owes me money.
You was just trying to hurry up and get done with it. You was getting on his damn nerves.
Okay, Waylo, I see what the problem was now. I'm going to let you off the hook, Waylo. Say what the problem was. I'm hereby let Waylo off the hook. I see what the problem was.
You can't let Waylo off the hook because it was totally different.
You got immunity, Waylo.
Hold up. You cannot let him off the hook. We never lay down. We never even got to that point.
Hey,
let's just say my antenna.
Yeah, folks, get your tail for them.
I could just hear her just doing all this talking. I know what be going through my head.
Say another motherfucking word, and this shit is over. And I ain't playing, nigga.
You just stop it. That bad. I promise
you stop in the middle of your
prime.
Like, that's enough of that shit.
Right.
I'm gonna say this: if dudes knew how to take control, I would not have that problem. I wouldn't have to say nothing. If
do you give a chance?
This sounds like you want whips, chains, and handcuffs, but you advertise it for whips, chains, and handcuffs, but you don't want that.
Actually, I wouldn't mind no whip, chains, or handcuffs. Whip,
I ain't saying whip, chains,
and
handcuffs. I'm talking about the scenario.
But if
you want somebody to fuck you real, you want somebody to fuck you real good, but then again, you don't want nobody to fuck you real good.
Actually, I do, but I don't want you to choke me in. Slap my ass either.
He probably choke you to shut you up.
I'm scratching my hair and all that. I'm trying to now I'm exhausted.
Yeah, LaFonda.
What?
When you having sex with a dude, don't talk. Cause this is what you do.
This is my groove. Don't fuck with my groove, nigga. You understand what I'm telling you? I'm tired of you folks coming out with this bullshit.
It can't give you an STD and it don't talk shit. Oh, yeah.
And
it
listens to what you say, huh?
That motherfucking battery to run out.
You know what you said
to it. Because she gonna use the motherfucker all day. All day. And look, that graphic gonna be like, shit. That motherfucker ain't gonna come home no more. Man, you gotta be kidding.
That motherfucker gonna hop out the closet. I'm out of here.
I can't take this shit no more.
Wow. Only on Fan City, boy. Best blog talk radio in the world. In the world, Craig.
Hey, what's up with the chat room tonight, man? Anybody getting in?
You said what?
Yeah, I gotta stay away from black cocaine.
Oh, yeah.
What the fuck?
She was clowning you last night.
Who, me?
Yeah, she said she, hey, she said she's addictive.
She ain't talking about nothing.
Evidently, you ain't talking about nothing either.
Next time you hear grown folks talking, shut the fuck up, yeah?
I'm just saying.
That's what she told Waylo.
That's pretty much what she just told you, Waylo.
Like, I'm like, damn. One day we having a good ass conversation, and the next day it's like, are you not feeling me no more or something? I mean, you might want to open your mouth and say something.
Okay, now hold on, LaFonda. Now let me say something on that one.
Hey, bitch, come here. Got your motherfucking man. Come here.
Look, just because the conversation was good to you doesn't necessarily mean it was good to him.
If we talk on a regular basis.
Good. I didn't say the conversation
wasn't
good. Like I said, I have a lot of shit going on, too.
But, damn, you could at least stay my damn
friend.
That's.
What you mean, stay your friend?
You could at least, you could have stayed my damn friend regardless.
I never said I didn't want to be your friend. Never not that one time.
Oh.
All right, y'all.
Your ass is out there so goddamn persistent.
Uh-oh. Man.
Well, let's just let the show keep going.
The hell?
LaFonda, he said maybe you need to be so damn consistent.
I'm not being consistent. I'm being real. Like, seriously. It's like the same way if a dude was to get played, if I was to do him the same way he did me, he'd be like, what the fuck? Like, that's how you feel. And that's why why I don't feel bad about the way I do dudes, because I'm looking at the example he gave, exactly what he did to me, and it's like he don't feel no fucking remorse for it. Why should I have to feel remorse for it? Why should I? I'm finna start, like I said, I'm finna start acting like a nigga, and then niggas can't take out what they dish. Like,
exactly.
Do you ever take out what you do?
Exactly.
Be able to
You ain't never heard the saying, do as I say, not do as I do. Seriously, you could have stayed my friend, because I would still stay your friend. Like I said, you ain't going to know the whole scenario, nor what else was going on. I ain't about to put my business out there.
But damn, you could have been like, we cool. Like, I don't want to talk to you no more like that, but we cool as hell.
Well, okay.
God, please pray for the soul of this bitch and back up him then and make it strong, Lord, so that she might learn a whole place. Amen. Amen. Yeah.
All right. Wait a minute. Hold up. Before we get off here, I just got to say something about what you just said. You said that we can dish it out, but we can't take it, right?
Hell no, y'all can't take it.
Okay, because I dish out dick, so therefore, hell no, I'm not taking it.
Okay, smart ass.
You know what? I wasn't talking about that. I'm talking about the actions of y'all consequences. I really don't think y'all can take. Like, if a female was to do the shit y'all would do, y'all couldn't take it. Y'all feelings would be fucking hurt. That's why I was like, you know what? I'm going to start dishing out what dudes do, but then I'll be labeled as a slut, a hoe, a tramp, and everything else.
Exactly.
I ain't scared of you motherfuckers.
Exactly.
And I ain't got to even sleep with nobody to do it, because in the last 5 years, I can count on my one hand how many dudes I've slept with. And dudes be having me cracking up, because I had a dude talking to me. Didn't even know he was talking about me. I fucked up real good. Really? Like, what's my name? Hello?
Oh. Well, damn, LaFonda, in the last 5 shows, we talked to people you slept with.
In the last 5 shows, it was only 2. It was
just I'm
my ass.
I'm just joking.
It was my ass.
Oh,
my
God.
Oh, baby.
All right, dog.
It was 2.
I'm just joking, LaFonda. I'm just joking.
Wait, somebody took, I guess somebody who was listening to the show took what y'all said. It was like, she a groupie. I said, first of all, there's a difference between a groupie and a fan. I said, a fan, nah, I'm not trying to fuck nobody that I listen to. Besides, he is fan as hell. I'm just saying.
You listen to us?
And I'm not y'all either.
Damn!
I was like, I'm not telling there's nobody I listen to besides Napon. That man is just fine as hell. He dark chocolate, tall as hell, and he look good in the suit.
Okay. On that note, we're going to
put it out there.
We're going to end this before they cut us off. All right. Check it out. Janine, you got any last words for us before we end the show tonight?
Yes, this show was very hilarious. I'm ready to go to sleep now. I didn't get my dick already before the show, so I'm good and sad.
and there you have it. All right. LaFonda, before we get off the show, you got any last words for us?
I enjoyed the show as always.
Well,
I learned a lot.
All right, I'm glad you enjoyed the show. Boss Lady, you new to the show.
Yeah.
How'd you enjoy the show?
I enjoy everybody laughing about everything.
Okay, that's what's up. Hey, don't be no stranger, man. I am. This is what we do every week. Get it in.
I will.
I appreciate you calling. Waylo. Ooh-wee. All right, Waylo, if everything go right, man, I'll probably be in the G Friday. So,
man,
you said that's
New Year's.
Oh, well, man, I had to wind up working, man. You know how that be.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But,
Waylo.
All right, man, any last words for us?
You know what it is, SunCityDustBruce.com, WhoosBoyNT.com, Waylo.
Okay, that's 219.
You forgot the 219, bro.
This word, just type in Waylo, you'll find me.
All right, that's what's up. Rev, you was kind of quiet tonight. What's up? Rev? I guess Rev wasn't there. Rev ain't there.
That's why
he was
quiet.
Lucius, what's up, baby?
Oh, not much. It was an entertaining show. Very entertaining.
Thank you. You know, we try our best. Lucius, we still waiting on you to hit SinCity.Spruce.com.
I know. I've been busy. I'm going to get it up.
All right. That's what's up. Okay. Wick, what's up, dog?
Great show, fellas, as always. Enjoyed it.
All right. Tavon, what you think, dog? What's on your mind?
Man, great show, man, as usual, man. SinCity.Spruce.com, y'all. That's what's happening.
All right, y'all, check it out. Hit us up, SinCity.Spruce.com. Same bat time, same bat channel next week. All right, y'all, peace.